Hey, it's me and Trey Trey.
Hello, people of the internet.
You so silly. This is, I'm letting the world in on like some of our chats that we have, because Trey Trey is always teaching me so much, and especially about, what is it?
This thing called baseball.
Which is now, it's your favorite time of year because what?
Braves are back, baby!
Go wake your daddy up.
Go Braves! Go Braves!
He's been a little in love with baseball for... How long have you been like in love with baseball?
I'm gonna count, let's see, what's it called? Since I've actually liked baseball probably like since age of 5, I think. So it's been 13 years or so now.
Yeah,
I guess.
All right, so here we go. Best player.
That's a tough one.
How?
What's it called? Because there's so many different metrics. We talk in best. Because like baseball, there's pitchers, there's batters. If we're going like greatest player ever.
Greatest player ever.
If he keeps it up, Shohei.
Okay, no. We can't like based on keeping it up. As of right now, today, all time, who do you think is the greatest player ever?
Greatest player ever. Again, but baseball, you can't really do all like a consensus player. Because you have position players and you have pitchers.
Greatest pitcher ever.
Greatest pitcher ever. I argue Pedro Martinez.
Really? Who did he play for?
Played for the Red Sox. Not really talked about as much, but Pedro was the GOAT.
When did he play for them? Like recently?
No, he played back in the 90s. For some reason, in 1999 and 2000, picture this, everyone is using steroids.
Oh.
Literally everyone.
Oh, so, okay, best non-steroid using
pitcher. No, he didn't use steroids. Here's the thing.
Okay.
This dude, in the height of the steroid era, in a hitter-friendly park, which was Fenway, he had a 1.79 ERA. That means he only allowed one, almost like, a little bit under 2 runs per game.
Oh, that's pretty good.
The next highest ERA is 3. Like, context in terms of ERA, 4 is about average. Uh-huh. If you're at 3, you're good. If you're doing anything around 2, that's really, really good. You're going anything under 2, that is phenomenal. That's in any era, that's phenomenal.
Any other players are doing that now?
No, not really. No, and this man was doing
Who's the next player, like, after him, then, that you could think of?
Greg Maddux, picks for a bunch of years, won 4 Cy Young Awards in a row. Pretty good player.
Pitcher.
Pretty good pitcher. Pretty good pitcher.
Okay. Best batter ever.
I'm a bit biased here. Rest in peace to Hank Aaron, the GOAT. I'm a bit biased here. I'm a bit biased here.
So why are you biased? Because you just are such a Hank Aaron fan.
Yes, and also the fact that the man was the model of consistency in baseball. Except if you take away his first season and his last season, he never hit under 20 home runs.
So his first season...
Or his first season and his last 2 seasons, he hit 20 home runs every year.
Wow.
And he had a stretch of 15 consecutive where he hit 30.
Oh, wow.
It was... absurdity. He never had 50 home runs in a season, never did anything super extraordinary.
Is anybody close?
He was just really good.
His consistency?
Not even close. The only person that even tried to get there kind of did it by cheating. I'm looking at you, Barry Bonds, if you're watching this.
But I thought like he stopped using steroids, right?
No, he wasn't using steroids. Was like really, really good.
Yeah.
But then Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were using steroids to set the home run record back in 1998. And Bonds is like, bro, I'm right here. I'm the best player. You know what? Since y'all don't want to recognize me, I'm going to go take steroids and put up video game numbers, which he did. He did. Yeah, that was 2001 to 2004.
I remember Barry Bonds.
Yeah, video.
But then I remember then where, like, then once he got in trouble, then they started wanting to take all this stuff away from him.
Which, I mean, he didn't get the record right.
So, what does Ken Griffey Jr. play?
Well, he played.
Oh, wait. He still plays baseball. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Ken Griffey Jr. has been retired.
So, who is it that I'm thinking about?
Hello, this is Trey and Post. Just wanted to let you know that my cousin Kenya called, and while he was calling, my mother experienced multiple epiphanies that will be addressed in the following clip. So, Please wait for this short commercial break before we continue to our regularly scheduled programming.
How cool. We were doing our recording and then my baseball baby called. I got a baseball baby. All right, so.
Mr. Kenya Huggins calling it right now, about to be in the major league in 5 years. Y'all are all going to want his autograph.
My baby won before 5 years.
Within 5 years.
Oh, yeah, not, within.
Those are within 5 years. But yes, I'm going to call it now. All y'all about to be jealous. All right. I'm about to have that
so
autograph.
How about what I just learned? Because I always be like, why do I get Ken Griffey Jr.? And Freddie Freeman's so confused.
You people about to learn what I deal with on a daily. I'm going to just put that out there now.
Did you know that one player is retired and white?
And no.
One player is not retired and black, African American?
You're still wrong. One player is retired and black and the other one is playing in white.
Well, Freddie Freeman is white.
Freddie Freeman is white. I just said that.
Freddie Freeman, like, you know, then that means you just, you must just give me vibes, man. You just give me vibes.
Frederick Charles Freeman is white.
Okay, sorry. He just give me vibes. I don't know why I feel like. Okay, so which one was hip hop? Hooray!
That's Ken Griffey Jr.
All right.
Ken Griffey Jr. is black. Frederick Freeman is white. The reason you like Freddie is because Frederick Freeman is very, very nice.
Go Braves! Like he is nice. Who's the one that does the stuff with the little boy who has autism?
Matt Olson. He's our current first baseman.
I love Matt Olson, too.
Matt Olson is cool.
Yeah.
If I could get anyone's autograph off the team, it'd be either him, Michael Harris, or Austin Riley, probably.
Yeah, Austin Riley.
Austin Riley is underrated.
Yeah, why you say that?
Because everyone talks about Acuna and Matt Olson because they're like the two top performers and everyone else. And meanwhile, Austin Riley is just sitting here like, all right, I'm going to hit 30 home runs every year. No one's going to notice me, though. And he's always clutch,
well,
too.
Well, clearly they're noticing him, which is why he keeps getting signed and getting paid what he's getting paid to
no,
do.
No, everyone, like, they notice him, but the fans don't. Or, like, people outside of Braves fans, no one really recognizes him. But the man is, like, the clutch goat.
Oh, the clutch goat.
Every time we need this man to pull through. In the NLCS, Dodgers were down behind Austin Riley, walk-off. Another game, walk-off. This, what's it called? Even last year, NLDS.
Why are you running from me? There you go. I say I had to tell you. Your hair look nice. See, look, this is what I be talking about. See, when you put your product on your hair, and your hair be all curly. It's so handsome, my baby. All right, so. whatever. So, all right. Now, my next question then. We talked about batters, hitters, pitchers. Why is it so hard for anybody like in baseball to just kind of come up with like who's the best player? It's like why are there so many opinions? Why is there nothing definitive on this is the best player?
Because there's so many different metrics you have to consider. You can either consider what's it called, statistics. You got batting average, like how many times you hit the ball, on base percentage, how often are they getting on base? That's like with, you know what a walk is when you get four balls,
yeah,
you get a walk. What's it called? What walk? And then there's this thing called on-base plus slugging percentage. With slugging percentage is generally a tally of just your general productivity.
Why
on the bases.
Going that way? Go this way.
I'm being yanked, it seems, folks.
All right. Okay, so all the metrics, and so then depending, because then I know you also talked about like some stuff doesn't include Negro League because Negro League was separate.
Well,
some
Negro League stats are now integrated in Major League Baseball.
Oh, okay, so they did integrate them.
Mm-hmm.
But did that happen recently?
Happened in 2022.
In 2022.
So Negro League stats are now Major League stats.
Okay.
But there's just so many different metrics you have to consider. So if you go by. Or you can choose to look at career statistics like Hank Aaron's ungodly numbers of 755 home runs, over 3,700 hits. Favorite baseball statistic, by the way.
Why?
Hank Aaron has 3,771 hits. You take away all of his home runs, he still has over 3,000 hits.
Oh. Who has the most hits in baseball?
Pete Rose, 4,256, I believe.
Wow. That's a lot of hits. Is he in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Why not?
Because he bet on baseball.
Oh, that's the one that got caught betting on baseball.
And so he's banned.
I mean, it's been a long time. They're not gonna like be like, okay, it's been 50 years. Let's go on this.
Shoeless Joe, what's it called? The 1919 White Sox bet on baseball. There were some people that were Hall of Fame caliber. Shoeless Joe Jackson is still not in the Hall of Fame to this day. And he didn't even do anything. So if they're not gonna let him in, what makes you think they're gonna let Pete Rose in?
Baseball seem to be a little strict, huh?
They are. And that's the problem.
Is it a problem, or is that why you like it?
What? No, that's the problem sometimes, because they're a bit too strict.
Too strict. Mm. You think they're more strict than the NFL?
Almost. They are definitely more strict than the NFL. Definitely. It's just the only thing is, what's it called? Baseball fans typically tend to be on their high horses a little bit, I will say. So they're like, if you did steroids, you're gone. You're not good. You were a scrub. Before and after, you're done.
There's no forgiveness in baseball.
There's no real forgiveness. It's only more recent.
But they say, like, there's no crying in baseball. There's no forgiveness in baseball.
It's only recently that Barry Bonds has started to actually, like, get consideration to get in the Hall of Fame anyway. Because people are like, wait a second. Hold up. Even before
that, all the stuff?
Man was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait.
You know who I also think is underrated?
What? Who's underrated?
Who is it? We were talking about him, like, that he played baseball. Was it prime time? He played baseball. Played football. Deion Sanders,
what's it called? Not an underrated baseball player, just because he was better. He was much better at football than he was at baseball.
But he still did good at baseball.
How
did Michael Jordan do when he played baseball?
Ironically, another fun fact, he played in AA baseball. For the Birmingham Barons, everyone thinks that Michael Jordan was trash at baseball until you consider that, like, the double A's in the minor leagues, it's not the major leagues, but that's basically the cutoff for, like, actual somewhat bad baseball players. If you do good in double A, then you are, like, you're the top 97%. I mean, the top 3% in terms of, like, actual baseball players in the country. Michael Jordan didn't do too bad in AA, actually. Yeah. He actually did pretty good. I think it was, like, a 225 batting average. That's not great by any standards, but at the same time, this is someone who just retired from basketball, hadn't played baseball in 20 years.
And then went to baseball.
And went to play baseball.
Yeah.
So if you consider all this...
How long did he stay in baseball?
Only for 2 years, and then he said, I'm back.
And the basketball people went crazy.
And then he proceeded to terrorize the league for another few years.
Yeah.
Which also, I know that we're talking about baseball. We about to talk about basketball real quick. Because this is a really fun what if. Michael Jordan actually wasn't as great as he could have been.
Why? What if?
Go back to 1999. Michael Jordan has just retired from basketball for the second time in 1998 because Phil Jackson has been booted from the Bulls. And Michael Jordan will only play under Phil Jackson because he's his favorite coach ever. Now, Phil Jackson wasn't out of the game as we know. He goes to the Lakers and wins some more chips with Kobe and Shaq. But Michael Jordan was still kind of... He was 30... What year was that? 99... Jordan was 34, 35-ish when he retired in 98. So he was still in play. Like, there's videos of him going back to the Bulls camp and just torching people in there just because he just felt like being good.
He's that good.
But this is the same person that had 8 40-point games after the age of 40.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we call him the GOAT.
I know, right?
So... after Phil Jackson went to the Lakers, Michael Jordan was like, hold up, this is a... I don't think I want to retire anymore. We got to go, Phil, hey, can you let me on, maybe? But unfortunately, in the summer of 98, Michael Jordan cut his thumb with a cigar cutter. It was a bat. He tore the tendon. Wait, no, not that thumb, index finger. He tore a tendon in his index finger with a cigar cutter.
Oh.
So by the time he came back, in 2000, to play with the Lakers, the Lakers had already won a chip. And Michael Jordan wasn't just going to go to a team that already had a chip. He wanted to be in the process of getting the chip.
So then what'd he do?
He just went to the Wizards and did what he did. Now, imagine if he hadn't cut his finger. And he went to the Lakers in 1999.
Yeah.
And he signed with them. As we know, the Lakers went on to win three more rings.
That'd have been dynasty level stuff right there.
No. You don't understand. If that happened and everything played the same, and they probably would have been better because they would have had Jordan, Kobe, and Shaq on the same team.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Meaning if that all plays the same, Michael Jordan wouldn't have six rings. He'd have nine.
Yeah. Or more.
And he'd be 9-0 in the finals.
Yeah. And then that would make him where he would be known as the greatest.
He'd be the undisputed GOAT at that point. LeBron couldn't catch him. He's starting to catch. LeBron is like, nowadays it's kind of a toss-up whether LeBron or Jordan is the GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
If that happens, Jordan's the GOAT. If that had happened, Jordan's the GOAT. That's done. That is a done deal. Nine rings, six of them you went to yourself. And three three-peats.
Wow.
Three. That's three times
Uno,
of
three. Dos, tres.
Three three-peats.
Trey, that's how he's Trey.
Yeah, he's three.
First, three. Second, he's the third. Uno, dos, tres.
Gotta love the number three, boys. Obviously, Darylister the third is the best Darylister, just because three.
Notice how he started whispering that because his daddy in there sleeping.
He
and
here.
When that Daryl V. Easter, if you happen to watch this.
I'm about to be it. Here's the thing. We don't care. We about to go. We about to have to box because I'm sorry. I'm the best. Oh, that's just how goodness. This works.
Silly. I learned so much when I talk to you, especially about baseball. I learned so much about so much stuff.
Much appreciative.
Yeah.
We love to teach. And also, to be fair, you teach me a lot of stuff about life just by being here.
Oh, I love you.
Love you, too.
You're my favorite. Don't tell Joshua because he's my favorite. My first favorite. And Joshua's my baby, my last favorite.
Guys, we all know she don't have no favorite child. I know everyone be talking about how, parents actually have, a secret favorite child. This woman doesn't have a favorite child.
I love my babies.
She loves us all equally over here.
My last baby. I call them all babies because they're all my babies.
This is the goat mother right here. I'm going to let y'all know that right now.
I love my babies.
All right.
Yeah, we signing out. Now, some of the stuff is impromptu, but... What some stuff, man, it's usually always something that's going to be pretty funny because I don't know a lot about a lot of stuff. Not a lot of stuff that boys know. My mom had two girls. I grew up around also my bonus mom. I have a bonus sister. It's a lot of girls. And then I also pledged. I've just been around a lot of females. So I did not play sports. I did not, I wasn't into sports. I only started getting into soccer when I married Daryl, because Daryl played soccer his whole life. So I love to learn. And so I'm always learning, whether about soccer, baseball, whatnot. So I know sometimes y'all don't get to see and hear. I know I be missing everybody, but to have some of these moments too, because, oh, you know what else, even in this, we still talk about our quirky love, our podcast with our autism journey. And we talk a little bit about Trey's herb palsy. And so a lot of times, even when people are extend your hand, that conjuncture, it won't extend beyond here. Mm-hmm. But he can supinate, he can drum, he can do everything else that he needs to do with the hand. Can you act like you can hold my hand? So, but then when he was born, it was paralyzed. So I'm going to also have him come on and talk to us a little bit about his autism journey. Because, I know that it's ongoing.
Autism is a superpower. I'm going to let y'all know this right now.
It is. That's how you raise them up. It's a superpower. It's a special ability, no disabilities. How about it wasn't until he went to the orthopedic doctor at 13 and they told him to put both of his hands up, and he was like, oh, one of my arms is shorter than the other, because I had never told him about the herb's palsy. I just was like, you just in therapy, just do the therapy that people tell you to do. But I think that's important. I think it's important. Like, you don't need no extra excuses on why you can't do anything. Because if I probably would have made excuses on, oh, you can't do that or you can't drum or you know, he would not have. So now he can do absolutely everything with that right hand that he wants to do with it and still is ambidextrous with the left hand. So,
ironically, this has been trained so much, this hand is actually less dexterous than this hand, which is funny to me.
Yeah, because we had to train that one a lot.
So now I'm learning, I have to do finger dexterity exercises with this one so I can give them both equal. Look, this is faster.
Yeah. All right.
Another story for another day.
We love you, beautiful people.
Take care, people on the internet. Godspeed.